Perik Dalad of Masecht Rosh Hashanah is learned the Lunishma Sarer Elke Basrav Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achren Shel Pesach Ha'alofim Tov Shinayin. And this is learned Leilu Nishmosa to benefit her soul. B'teich Shnasa Ha'velos Tehei Nishmosa Tzurur B'tzur Rachayim. This chapter is sponsored by Lana Gurevich and family. Mishnah Aleph. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shachalis B'Shabbos. If Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, B'Migdash Ha'yutokim, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow the shofar, avaloi b'medina, but in the Medina, in Yerushalayim, and in all of Eretz Yisrael, they did not blow. B'shechora, Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai instituted, sheyu teki b'chol mokim, sheyesh be'bezdin, that they should blow in every place there, that there is a bezdin, on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Lozer, says Rabbi Lozer, Lohiski and Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai did not make this takone, this rule, el b'yavne b'lvad, only in Yavla alone, over there, that they should blow. Amrulai, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Lezer, echad Yavne, whether Yavne, v'echad b'chol mokim, sheyesh be'bezdin, v'echad kol mokim, sheyesh be'bezdin, and every other place that there is a constant, there is a steady bezdin over there, just like in Yavne, so then you would blow the shofar. In Yerushalayim, they blew the shofar in the entire city, the entire time that the Beis Din was sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, that is up till 6 hours of the day. And in Yavne, they did not blow in the entire city, only in front of the Beis Din. Says the Bar Tanura, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, B'Mikdash Ha'yutokim. In the Mikdash they would blow. Shedkiyas Shofar Eina Melocha. Blowing of the Shofar is not really considered work. But Rabbanu de Gozer Alei, it's only that the Rabbanu decreed Gzeira Shem Yitlenu BeYodi, that he might take it in his hands. B'Yavirenu Da'al Damis B'Rishus Rabim, and he would transfer it for Amis in the public domain. U'B'Migdash Le Gozer, and that would be a violation of Shabbos. But B'Migdash Le Gozer, in the Migdash they did not decree, they Nisu Shvus, the Rabbanon B'Migdash, because there is no prohibition of a Shvus of the Rabbanon in the Migdash. Avo Le B'Medina, but not b'medina, not in the country. Loi b'Yerushalayim, that means not in Yerushalayim, v'loi b'gvulin. V'Rambam Mefarish, the Rambam explains, Yerushalayim kula kruya migdash, that the entire Yerushalayim is called their migdash, that's what they would blow in all of Yerushalayim. U'shar Eretz Yisrael kruya medina, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael is called the country. So, according to him, they would blow in all of Yerushalayim, and not in the rest of the Eretz Yisrael. So later on, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so then Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai instituted that b'chol mokim sheyesh be'bezdin they should blow. Afilu einum kvuin, even if they're not permanent, elo shebimikra bo shabbat, they just happened to come there, taken by you would blow there. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. So the Blazer says no, that lo yiskin elo b'yavne, only in Yavne. That's where he instituted. Because Shahistah Shom Sanhedrin Gedeila B'Yamav, that where there was the high court in the days of Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai, V'chein B'chol Mokoyim, and likewise in every place that Shagolso Shom Sanhedrin, wherever the Sanhedrin exiled to, Sanhedrin Gedeila. Avol, but if it's a situation, Lei B'Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel, but not in a Bezdin of 23, has to be the Sanhedrin Gedeila. Amru Lei V'chulu, so they said to him, so Ikabin Amru Lei Tanakama, so what's the difference between those who responded to Rabbi Lozer in the end of the Mishnah and the first opinion? The Tanakama holds, Kol Mokim Sheyesh Be'Bezdin, anywhere there's a Bezdin, Afilu Ba'Kroi, even temporarily. V'amru Lei Savri, but those who said to him, they hold Rabbi Lozer, they hold Echad Yavne Ve'Echad Kol Mokim Sheyesh Be'Bezdin Kavua, but not just temporary, but there's a permanent Bezdin, maybe Yavne. Avol bezdin shel akroi loy, but a temporary bezdin, no. But v'aloche ka amru loy, the aloche is like the amru loy, that has to have a bezdin kavua in order to blow the shofar over there. But it seems from before, but minimally we need it to be, as the Batanura said, we need it to be a Sanhedrin Gedoyla, we need it to be minimally a bezdin of 71 of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Mishnah Beis. And there is another additional thing, that Yerushalayim was greater than Yavne. Shekol ir shehiroye, every city that from you can be seen Yerushalayim b'shemaz, and you can hear Yerushalayim from it ukroiva, and it's close to Yerushalayim, within 2,000 amis. And he can come to Yerushalayim. In other words, there is no river interrupting. Taikin, you can blow in those city also shofar. But in Yavne, you taikin al bebezdin levad. Well, there they only blew in the bezdin alone. So our Mishnah starts Yerushalayim, that there was an additional thing that Yerushalayim was better than Yavne. It doesn't say first what the first thing was. So the Bartanuda masnis in our Mishnah chasuri mechasre is missing. So it needs to be said. It needs to be written. Yerushalayim, are you taking b'cholayir in Yerushalayim? They would blow in the entire city. Calls man shebeizdin yoishrim b'migdosh, as long that the beizdin would sit in the migdosh. Shebeizdin yoishna shisha shosh b'yoyim. That beizdin would sit up to 6 hours in the day. Ubiyavne, and in Yavne lo yitoking b'cholayir el b'fnei beizdin. And in Yavne they wouldn't blow in the whole city, but only for beizdin. But in addition to that, but in addition to that, there was another advantage Yerushalayim on Yavne. Shekol ir, that every city, shehi, that was roya, that can see Yerushalayim, that excludes, see pratli Yishal Menachem, that excludes those who sit in the valley so they can't see Yerushalayim. Sha'af apishoyso kreva, even though it was close, lo yitoken, but they would not blow it. And then v'shemas, and it can hear pratli yishavis b'reishahor, that excludes sitting on the top of the mountains, although they can see Yerushalayim, but they can't hear Yerushalayim. Ukraiva, and it's closed, that excludes that even if they can hear and see, but pratli yishavis chutz l'tchum, if it is outside of the 2,000 amas of Shabbos. So if all these three conditions are met, v'yichoy l'lovay, and you are able to come pratli mafzik l'nor, excluding a place where there's a river in between and they can't get there, so that would also be blowing over there, just like they did in Yerushalayim. So that's an additional advantage to Yavne over for Yerushalayim over Yavne. Mishnah Gimel, but in the beginning, when the Beis Hamikdash was Hoyalulav Nitl B'Mikdash Shiva, so they would take the lulav of the Beis Hamikdash 7 days Ubemedina Yemechod, and in Yerushalayim, in all of Eretz Yisrael, they only took the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Mishachor and Beis Hamikdash, after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai instituted Shehei lulav nitl b'medina shiva, that in the country in Yerushalayim and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they should take the lulav also for 7 days. Zeicher lemikdash, as a remembrance to the Beis Hamikdash. An additional takon Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made, that the day that they would bring the carbon of the omer, of the barley, the cut barley on the Mizbeach, that's the day after Pesach, so that whole day you should not eat, be permitted to eat the grain for the entire day, as opposed to just right after the, till the time that they sacrificed it. The Bartanura. Lulav nitel b'migdash shiva, in the Beis Hamikdash lachatchila, it's taken from the Torah, it's taken for 7 days, diksi, because it says v'ikrachov gimul usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, that you should rejoice before God your God for 7 days. But u'madino yeim echod, but only in the country, only 1 day, diksi, because it says in the pasuk u'lekachtem lachem b'yeim arishin, on the first day. But Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai instituted that also the lulav is taken for 7 days. V'shehei yoyim hanaf, the day that they raised yoyim hanaf asayim, the day that they raised the omer, because they did a tenufa up and down and back and forth, as it says in the pasuk in Vayikra. So they said that kuloy osur, that the whole that day is also lechem min hachodosh, to eat from the new. V'taimim mefurish beperik lulav hagozel, the reason is explained in Masechet Sukkah and perik lulav hagozel. Because over there we explain, because next year the people are going to come when the Beis Hamikdash, like this one time of the Beis Hamikdash, there's a contradiction of the Pesukim. In one Pesuk it says that Miyem Haviyachem, after the bringing. And then it says that another the day. In one Pesuk it's Mashma that after the day. In the other Pesuk it says that only Chodesh Rostar until they bring the Korban. And the compromise is that when there is a Beis Hamikdash, it is the time of the Korban. But when not the Beis Hamikdash, then it's the time, as soon as the day enters, as soon as the crack of dawn, or Netzachama, of the 16th of Nisan, they would be already permitted to eat Chodesh. But since Meheira Yaveh, the Mashiach will come quickly, and we will have again the Beis HaMikdash, and people will say, last year didn't we eat the Chodesh as soon as the day became the 16th, but you're not allowed to because you have to wait for the Korban Emor. That's what the Chachamim instituted, that it's Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai instituted, that the whole day should be Asur, so that we don't make any mistakes to allow it as soon as the day starts. And Chodesh can only start to be eaten once the day of the 16 has passed. Mishnah Dal. In the beginning, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they would take the Eidos that came for the new moon all day of Rosh Hashanah. One time happened, the witnesses were delayed and they came late. So after that, they already sacrificed the Tamid Shalbein Harboim of the afternoon carbon, the Eidim came after that. And the Skalkal of Mashir, so the Levim stumbled by the song of the Tamid of the nighttime. They didn't know which song to sing. Do they do a weekday song, or they do a Yontif song, because they didn't know it's Rishon or not. So they didn't do any song at all. So therefore, Iskinu, so then they instituted, Shaloyim Mekablim El Adam Mincha, they should not accept the witnesses only up till Mincha. Vimbo, that is before the tumit of the evening. Vimbo edim mincha l'mayla. If the witnesses came after mincha, after they already sacrificed the korban tumit of the evening, noigim esayim kodesh. So then already they completed that day as holy, which means yontif. Ulamachar kodesh, and also the next day is also holy, was also yontif. So they made 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Shechara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hizkin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai instituted, Shoyim Mekablin Eidos HaChodesh Kol HaYom, that you should accept the witnesses that come to testify with the new moon, the entire 30th day of Elul, and even if they come before evening, so also the 30th day should be Rosh Hashanah. Because the 29th day at night, everybody made Yontif Rosh Hashanah, because they were all worried that maybe the Eidos, the witness will come tomorrow. So therefore, the entire day, when they came, it remains, the day remains Yontif. They wanted to make sure that that day is Yontif, because everybody kept it as Yontif. Amar Rav Shubin Korcha, says Rav Shubin Korcha, V'oid Zoyis Hizkin Rav Yechon Ben Zakkai, additional takona. Rav Yechon Ben Zakkai instituted, Shafilu Reish Beis Din V'chol Mokoyim, even the oldest of the Beis Din, is not in the Beis Din, in the place where the Beis Din gather, he's in somewhere else, wherever it is, so the witnesses should not go to the eldest of the Beis Din where he is, but they have to go in the place where they are gathered. And Beis Din is Mekadesh, sanctifies the month, without the oldest of the Beis Din being there. Says the Bartanura that in the beginning they would accept the witnesses all day long for the new month. So one time it happened, they were delayed till after the coming of Mincha, and the Miniskalkala Levi'im Bashir, and the Levi'im got ruined, messed up with the song. So Tamit Shalbein Arbaim of the afternoon Tamit. V'loi Amru Bashir Klal, they didn't say no song at all. The Fisharei Pa'amim Hoyo Eidim Bayim Koidma Mincha, because most of the time the witnesses came before Mincha. L'fikoch, and therefore Tiknu Shir Shal Yontev B'Tamit Shalbein Arbaim. So they instituted the song of Yontev in the Tamid of the afternoon, ubetamid shel shachar, and also in the Tamid of the morning, shirei pa'amim adayin loy bo edim. So what they do then, when the majority of the time the edim did not come, v'lo yodim yiskadash yemim lav, they didn't know if the day would be sanctified or not. Le'tiknu lo shir shel yomtiv, they did not institute a song of yomtiv. Ela shir shel chol yemrim, they would say a weekday song. V'oisapam, but at that time shegi yishasa krovas tamid shel bein arba'im, when the time of the Tamid Shal Arbaim came, but dying, witnesses hadn't come. The Levim didn't know him, Yem Rishir Shal Choyl, whether they should say the week this year, or Yishir Shal Yontif, or the Yontif of the Song of Yontif. And the Loi Amru Shir Klaus, so they didn't say a song at all. So therefore, they said that we don't accept anymore after Mincha. And what do you do? No Yigin Eisayim Kodesh. Because once the night that followed the 29th of Elul, Nogu B'Kodesh, the people conducted themselves that it's holy. Because Eidim may come the next day and Beidim will make it holy. So it turns out that that night is the night of Yontif. V'chein l'machor kol ha'yom, also the next day, all day, ad ha'mincha till mincha. V'im bo eidim koidem ha'mincha, if the witnesses come before mincha, beizdim mekachin as a chodesh, beidim would sanctify the month. V'naidim will know, she'yof v'nogu b'kodesh, they will know that it's proper, that the good did well, that they conducted themselves as holy. But v'im min ha'mincha l'may l'bo eidim, if the witnesses come from mincha and up, afal pishein beizdim mekachin ha'yom, although beizdim is not sanctifying that day. Biyabru es elul, and they're going to make elul a 30-day month. Vikachu lemachad, they're going to sanctify the next day. Afa pikei noignesu bekedusha, we still conducted with holiness. When the asur b'malacha is prohibited doing work. The masul zulzulu be'lishan abosul, because they might come if they would all of a sudden say it's weekday, they will come to cheapen it the next year. Biyasu b'malacha kol hayom, they will do work all day. V'amri yishtaket nagnu be'kodesh bechinam. Last year we conducted ourselves in holy for in vain. Because after mincha we conducted ourselves chayil. So what purpose was there in making chayil? So they're going to make it chayil l'chatchila. But the truth that year the Eidim are going to come. It's going to be really Rosh Hashanah. Then further, Rabbi Yechshu ben Korcha says that Rabbi Yechman Zakeh instituted that even the Shafilu Reish based in b'chol mokar. That even if the head of Beis Din is anywhere, he needed to separate himself from the place of the gathering of the Beis Din to another place. The main mitzvah of the month is depending on the head of the Beis Din, as we say before in chapter 2, the head of Beis Din is Mekudosh. Nevertheless, the witness should not have to go after him, elul makom avad, only to the place of the gathering. Shah Sanhedrin Yeshvim Sham Yelchu. They should go only to the place where the Sanhedrin sit. The Sanhedrin Mekachin Eisub Leirish Bezdin. The Sanhedrin will sanctify the month without the head of the Bezdin. Mishnah Hei. Seder Brachas, the order of the blessings that you say in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Omer, he says, Ovois, say Magen Avram, that's Brachas of Zugvuris, at the Gibur, Kedushas Hashem, Kodesh, Kodesh Kodesh, and the Chayla Malchias Imohem, and he includes the Malchias with them. Ve'eni Tekeya, and he doesn't blow. Kedushas Hayoim, then he says Ato Vechatonu, V'Tekeya, and then he blows. Zichroinus V'Tekeya, he says Ato Zoicher, you remember the remembrance, and then he blows. Shofres V'Tekeya, he says Ato Nigleiso, he says the Shofres, and then he blows. Ve'eimer Aveda, then he says the service, Ritzei Hashem, Vehoidoa, and then it says, Moed Menach Moloch, then it says, Birchas Kohanim, the blessing of the Kohanim, Rechinim Abraham Shleshes, Div Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. These are the words of Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. Omle Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri, Yimei Nitekeya LeMalchis, if the person does not blow to Malchis, Lamo Maskis, so why is he mentioning these verses of Malchis? Elo Eimer, but he says, Ovis, Magen Avram, Ugvuris, Ati Giver, he says, Kedush Hashem, Kodesh, Kodesh, Bechaylo Malchis and Kedushas Hayoyim, and Malchis he says together with Kedushas Hayoyim together with Ato Bechartonu. V'tekeya and he blows. Zichronis v'tekeya, he says Ato Zoichem, he blows. Shofres v'tekeya, he says Ato Negleis and he blows. V'aymer, then he says Aveido v'aydo and Bichas Kahan. Says the Bar Tanura, the order of the Brachas says Ovis Magen Avraham Ugevurais, that's Ato Giber Ukedushas Hashem. What is the Kedushas Hashem? That's Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And Kedushas Hayoyim, that's Ato V'Charton. Then he says, you do Zichronis V'Tekeya and Shefres V'Tekeya. Not the Malchis, but he says the first opinion is, Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri says only Zichronis V'Tekeya, Shefres V'Tekeya. Mikro Yafin and Luhu, we learn out from Psukim, the Ksiv, it says, Vayikach of Gimel Zichroin Trua, remembering of blowing, Dorsh Razal Zichroin, Zichron Elu Zichronis. This refers to remembrance. Trua Elu Shefres. That's the Shefres. Vamakro, the Pasuk says, Mamidbar Yud, Vahoyu Lachem Lizikorin Lifnei Elekechem, Ani Hashem Elekechem. It should be for your remembrance before your God. I am God, your God. Ma Talmud Lema Ani Hashem Elekechem. Why does he have to say, I am God, your God? The Lama to teach all. Kol Mokim Shiyeshem Zichronis V'Shefres. That if you have Zichronis and Shefres, Yimal Chies Imoem, you should also say, Ani Hashem Elekechem. You should say, Hashem is your God. So we have, when you have Zichronis Lifnei Elekechem, you also have an Hashem Elekechem. But Rabbi Akiva says we have the Shofres together with all of them, and Ba'aloche ki Rabbi Akiva, the Aloche remains like Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah Vav, Ein pechesim ma'asora malchios. You say no less than 10 psukim for malchios. Ma'asora zechroinus, 10 verses for zechroinus. Ma'asora shefres, 10 verses for the shefres. And of those, you say 3 psukim from the Torah, 3 psukim from the writings, and 3 psukim from the prophets, and one additional pasuk from the Torah. Rabbi Yechav Ben Uri says, "Im Omar Sholosh Sholosh Mekulon Yotz." If he said to 3 psukim from all, altogether 3, which means one pasuk of Torah, one pasuk from the writings, and one pasuk from the prophets, for Malchias, and same thing for Zechronis, same thing for Shefres, he fulfilled his obligation. No 10, but rather just 3. 3 for each one. One from Torah Nevi'im Uksum. Ein maskirin zichrein malchus v'shufa shefres l'peronius. You do not mention verses in malchus zichrein shefres from problems that we had. Maschil b'toyro, mashl b'toyro. You begin the first pasuk from Torah and you finish with the pasuk from the Torah. Rabbi Yosi says, im hishli menavi yotze. If you completed with the navi, you fulfilled your obligation. Says the Bartanura. That we said no less than 10 malchies, 10 zechroinus. Masora malchies, gimul psukim shel Torah, but Nuri says 3 verses of the Torah, the gimul shel ksuvim, 3 of the writings, gimul shel nevim, and 3 of the prophets. Ve'echad mishel Torah, and 1 from the Torah. Shemashlim boy, that's the one he concludes with, that's the 10th. Sholish sholish, he says 3 is enough. Echad shel Torah, echad shel ksuvim, echad shel nevim. For each one of them, you do one of Torah, one of ksuvim, one of nevim. That it's sufficient to do a total of 3 for each one of them. We don't need 10. We don't do Malchi Zichrein as a Shefer Shoporonius. That mentions troubles, the punishment. Going, for example, if not with a strong hand, I will rule over you. Which is in Cheskel Chof. Or Vayisker Kibosar Heimer, remembers that they're flesh. Tilamayin Ayin Ches. Or Tiku Shefer Begiva in a Sheya Hei. Or Kietzbe in similar cases. Bezichrein yachid, and also remembrance was only an individual could go in, like for example, Zochra li lekai l'teiva in Nechem Yehei, afa pishu l'teiva, even if it's for good, a maskirin eis, we don't mention it, because that's for individual, v'chein halacha, likewise is the halacha. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah that im yishlim b'teira yotz, if he finishes with the Torah, he fulfills obligation. So the Bartanura b'gemara mefalash l'milsa d'Rabbi Yossi hochi. This is the way the Gemara interprets the case of Rabbi Yosi. Umashlim b'toyra, that he finishes the Torah. That the im hishlim b'novi, that if he completed the psukim with the prophets, yotza, that means hishlim b'toyra means with the prophets. V'halochei ki Rabbi Yosi, halochei is like Rabbi Yosi. So lachat chila, you finish b'toyra, but if he mashlim b'toyra with the prophets, is yotza. Mishnah Zayin, ha'ayver lifnei ha'teva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah, one who leads, goes over to lead the services on Rosh Hashanah. Hasheni maskia. So another person that davens musaf, someone else than the one who davens musaf should blow the shofar. Ubshas halal, and when you say halal rishen, the first one that davens shachris makris halal, he is the one that does the halal. He reads the halal too. Bartanura, hasheni maskia. He says, "Amispalel tfilas hamusafim." One who davens the musaf prayer, maskia. He's the one that blows, meaning not v'lo amispalel tfilas shachris, and not the one who davened the morning prayer. Ubishas hashmad tiknukach. At the time that the Jews were being killed for their religion, they instituted so shegozru shelo yisku. So they made a decree: the goyim that shouldn't blow. So they would trap them for the entire 6 hours of the morning prayer to see if they're going to blow. So that's why they said they took the tkiya from the morning to the afternoon to the musaf. And that's why they say it's a sheni, the afternoon the musaf blows. And at the time when you say halal, the reason you use language at the time that there is halal, because on the Shem Kippur there is no halal. So, but when you do halal, when you do say halal, so but then it is the first one is the shachris that does the halal and not the musaf that does the halal. Mishnah Ches, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, mavir nolav es hatchum, you're not allowed to go beyond the tchum Shabbos to bring a shofar or to listen to the shofar being blown. Ve'mefakhan olav es hagal, if the shofar is lying underneath a mountain, you're not allowed to remove the mountain to take out the shofar. Lo'ilim be'ilon, you're not allowed to go up on a tree to take down the shofar. Ve'lo'irich v'nagab be'behema, you're not allowed to ride on an animal to bring a shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Ve'lo'shotin apnei ha'mayim, you're not allowed to swim over water in Rosh Hashanah to bring the shofar. Ve'enchot chinoiso, you're not allowed to cut it off the shofar. Ve'en bedover shum shvus, whether it's with an item which is only prohibited by the Rabbana to cut, whether it's a prohibition from the Torah to cut it. But if he wishes to pour into the shofar water or wine in order to soak it, then he can do it. You don't have to hold back children, they shouldn't blow shofar. But you occupy yourself with them, they should blow until they will learn how to blow. But one who is just occupying himself and is teaching how to blow, he does not fulfill the mitzvah of blowing. And one who hears the shofar blowing from one who's learning, also has not fulfilled his obligation. You don't go over for the shofar to go outside of the tchum to bring a shofar, or to go and listen to the tkiyas. But he says, and you're not allowed to cut down the shofar, whether it's by way of a shvus, you go in lechatcha b'sakim to cut it with a knife, or it's an item which will be a prohibition, you go in lechatcha b'magera to cut it with a saw, that would be a complete work of digging a tree, v'ika d'masne ibcha, and there's others that learn the opposite. Dover shum shum shvus, what would be a way that it's only midrabanan, magel, that's a sickle, shein derech lachtech bay, which is not the usual way to cut the horn that way. Davar shum shum leisa said something which is a prohibition. Hisakin is an aydurchu, that is the usual way. So one of them is the terminatoria, one of them is a shmus. However, ibrotz litin techa yayin yite, and you should give a lemri, misakamono, we don't say that he's fixing the vessel. Eima akinus atinakis, we don't prevent the children, sheigiu lichinuch, that have already reached the age of education. Even if they want to blow on Shabbos, to educate them mitzvahs, so they should be learned how to blow the tkiyas on Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. And you occupy yourself, and we don't make a decree. Dilma also that you might come if you're going to be occupied trying to teach them lasu yarba amas b'rishus rabim to carry it for amas b'rishus rabim. They're in the Torah b'mitzvah because he's not occupied with the mitzvah. Misasik ba'alma, he's just occupying himself teaching the child. They did not decree that he might take it for amas b'rishus rabim. Elu bizmanshu chay b'tkiyas shofar, only at the time that he's obligated to kiyas shofar shem teichshu torah lotzis dechem vosoi, because he's preoccupied to fulfill his obligation. Yishkach as a Shabbos, he might forget the Shabbos. Mishnah test, say that the kiyas, the order of the shofar is shalosh, three times. One time to Malchias, one time for Zechrenis, one time for Shofars. Shalosh. Each tkiyah has three tkiyahs. Tkiyah through a tkiyah for Malchias, tkiyah through a tkiyah for Zechrenis, tkiyah through a tkiyah for Shofars. Shir tkiyahs, the amount, the length of all six tkiyahs, is kishalosh truas, is like three truas. That's the shir, that's the measure of one tkiyah. So it comes out, if all six are like three, so each one is like a half a trua. Shir trua, the shir of a trua, is kishalosh yivavos, like three voices. Toka berishoina, if he blew the first kia, and then he blew a trua. Umoshach b'shnei kishtayim, and then he extended it. He blew for a long time, the second, the tkiah, that it's length like two tkiahs, because he wants that this kia should be considered for two tkiahs, one that follows the trua, and one for the other trua. And beyond the la'achas, that's only considered for one tkiya, as the one that followed the trua. Misha beirach, one who made the blessing of Malchus Zichron the Shofar, v'achach nisman al Shofar, and then he came across the Shofar. Tekeu meri v'tekeu shalosh pa'amim, then he should blow three times tkiya through a tkiya. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayiv, just as the one who leads the congregation has to pray the entire davening on Rosh Hashanah and all year, kach kol yochid v'yochid chayiv, just so every individual that is able to daven is obligated to daven for himself the entire davening, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or whether it's a whole year. And the chazan that leads for the services is only for those that are not able to daven themselves, they should listen to him. Rabbi Gamliel says that the chazan, the one who leads the congregation, fulfills the obligation of all the people. Whether the person can daven by himself or cannot daven by himself, they don't have to daven by themselves. It's enough, says Rabbi Gamliel, that they hear from the chazan, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, whether it's the entire year. Bar Tanura, the Tkiyas Shalish, the order of the Tkiyas is three. Shalish, which means Achas Lamalchis, Achas Lazachrein, Achas Lashefris, one for Malchis, one for Zachreinus, and one for Shefris. Shal Shalish, Shalish, which means Tkiyo through Tkiyo, Lacholachas, Achas, for each one there should be a true Tkiyo through it. The Fisha Nemru, because the Pasuk was said, Shtei Truas b'mikra b'Rosh Hashanah. It says two times Truas in the Pasuk Rosh Hashanah. U'Truachs, and one time it says, B'yom HaKippurim Shal Yevel, and Yom Kippurim of Yevel. V'yalfina Shvi Shvi L'Gzer Shava, we learn out the Shvi Shvi L'Gzer Shava. Litanus, Amos Shal Zeba said that we give what is written by Rosh Hashanah for Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur of Rosh Hashanah. Utrua Amura b'Yom HaKippurim Shal Yevel, and the Trua that was written by Yom HaKippurim of Yevel, on Onesh Tumisul Rosh Hashanah, we place in Rosh Hashanah. Nimtzu. So it turns out, b'Rosh Hashanah there are Sholosh Truas, three Truas. Ushtei Truas Amuras b'Rosh Hashanah, and the two Truas that are said b'Rosh Hashanah, Onesh Nin Oysom l'Yom HaKippurim, we'll give it to Yom Kippur of Yevel. Nimtzu Sholosh Truas b'Yom HaKippurim, so there'll be three Truas in Yom Kippur too. The whole Truah, and each Truah, is Pshuta Lefaneh, has a Pshuta in front of it, a Pshuta Lachareh, and a simple one after it. The Tanya, learning the Braisim, and nine Shep Pshuta Lefaneh, where do we know that we always have a simple voice before the Truah? Talmud Loimer, it says in Vayikra Chofei, Vavarto Shofar Truah, that you should pass a Shofar Truah. So the that means the Shofar before the Truah, and nine Shep Pshuta Lachareh, that you need afterwards. Talmud Leimar, that's what the Pasuk says, Taviru Shofar, you pass the Shofar after the Truah. Hare Avor Tchilo V'Sof. So you have a passing of a Shofar in the beginning and the end, the Truah Bentai, and the Truah is in the middle. And the Lashon Havore, when it says Havore, is Pshuta Mashma. That means to pass, it's a simple voice, Havore is Kolechot Poshut, passing through one simple voice. Hare L'Sholish Truah Shal Rosh Hashanah, so for the three Truahs of Rosh Hashanah, you have Shesh Tchias, six Tchias, V'Hare Loch, that's what you have, Gimel three, Shal Sholish of three. Shir Kolat Kiyas, the measure of all the Tkiyas, Shem Shesh Tkiyas, which is the sixth Tkiyas, is Kisholish Truas. That is like three Truas. Nimtza, it turns out, Shir Tkiyas Achas, the Shir of one Tkiyas, Kechatsi Truah, is like a half a Truah. Shir Truah, Kigimul Yivavas, is like three voices, Gimul Kolos Ba'alma, Shal Kol Shem. That's any voice. The Yesh Meforshim, there's those that say, Yivavah, he Gimul Koiches Shal Kol Shem. That's three powers, any powers. Nimtza, Shir Truah, then it turns out that the amount of a Truah is Tes Koiches Shal Kol Shein. That's nine powers behind the Stabra. That makes sense. Toka Bereshoino, if he blows Pshutash Lifnei Truah, Toka Gedarki, do it regularly. Umoshach Bishniya, but the Tkiyah Shal Achara Truah, the Tkiyah that follows the Truah, Moshach Yishtayim, he prolonged it like two. Lotzis Bo Yideishtayim, to fulfill two. She Tzorich Lasi Zuach Arzu, that he has to make one of the other, Pshuta Shalachareho, the Malchis, the Pshuta that follows Malchis, the Pshuta Shalachareho, the Zechreinus, and the Pshuta that's before the Zechreinus. And the other Achas, then he doesn't have just one Tkiya. Tafsuki Tkiya Achas L'shtayim Lom Sekina, because we don't interrupt one Tkiya to two. Misha Beirach, one who, Beirach means that he's Palal, he did, he davened Tfilas HaMesofim, or Beirach Tes Brachas, he made already nine Brachas, and then he got the shofar, then he has to blow then the nine tekiyas. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayiv, sagt Bar Tanua, bein bebrochas shel Rosh Hashanah, whether we're talking about the brochas of Rosh Hashanah, bein betfilos shel kol Hashanah, or the tefillos of all year round. Bein yoytzi dechavos elo betfilos shemispalu ba'atzmai. He does not fulfill the obligation only through the davening that he davens by himself. Kach kol yochid v'yochid. Likewise, every individual haboki that is knowledgeable v'yedeil ispala knows how to daven and yoytzi dechavosoi cannot fulfill his obligation elubit filas atzmei only by davening himself. Bein b'Rosh Hashanah, whether it's on Rosh Hashanah, bein b'Shal kol yomei Hashanah, whether it's the other years, the days of the years. Bein shliach tzibur yored v'nei ateva. The reason that a shliach tzibur does goes down to daven for the omid is not el lohitzas shein haboki, only to fulfill the one who doesn't know how to daven. Shliach tzibur moitzes rami dechavosom. The Shliach Tzibur can, this is the opinion of Rav Gamliel, that the Shliach Tzibur fulfills the community's obligation, bein boki, bein shein boki. Whether they know or they don't know, bein bebroch shel Rosh Hashanah, whether it's the blessings of Rosh Hashanah, bein tefillah shel kol Hashanah, or in the prayers of all year. V'lo mat tzibur mispalim balachash. So why does the community play quietly? K'dei l'haz de Shliach Tzibur as tefillosoi. That's in order, so why do they need a daven? Let him just be yoytzu a Shliach Tzibur. That's in order the Shliach Tzibur should be able to organize his prayer. V'aloche k'chachomim. Aloch is like the Chachamim Berachah Shel Kol Hashanah and the blessings of all years. Ein Shliach Tzibur Moitzi, Shliach Tzibur cannot fulfill the obligation, Elo as Shein Aboki only if one doesn't know. Avo Berachah Shel Rosh Hashanah B'Yashel Yom Kippurim B'Shel Yevil, but the Berachah Shel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Yevil, Shem Tez Berachah Saruches, which are nine long Berachis, Ve'ein HaKol Bekim Behem, and not everybody's expert, Aloch is like Rav Gamliel, Aloch is like Rav Gamliel, Shekshem Shem Moitzi Shein Aboki, just like he can fulfill one who is not expert, Kach Moitzi Saboki can also fulfill the obligation of the expert, and that is Yotzi is his tefillah. This completes the fourth chapter of Rosh Hashanah. Also completes the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnayis Nishlama Masechta Rosh Hashanah.